Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, comedian and writer Emily Winter. I am so excited to be bringing you this 2022 season of Comedians with Ghost Stories. I am so grateful to everyone that has reached out with a story, a real story that happened to them. If you are a creative type who has a ghost story, something that happened to you, that's pretty remarkable, and you want to tell it on the pod, reach out to me, email me at emcwinter@gmail.com. Otherwise, enjoy this episode. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have my friend from college. He's an illustrator, he's a stand-up comic, and he's an Onion contributor, John Lyons.
Hey, what's going on? Happy to be here.
Oh, so good to see you. John and I met a very long time ago at the University of Wisconsin. I'm not sure if I've ever showed, have I showed you my little Wisconsin, my Daily Cardinal tattoo?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is great for a podcast. I'm showing him a tattoo right now.
It's a good cardinal. I'm sure the people, they know what a cardinal looks like.
It's a cardinal on my arm. And I am very excited to learn that you have a ghost story as well. So what is your story? Where does it take place?
Well, it actually takes place in this very apartment that I am still living in right now. It was when I had just first moved in here in 2018.
And you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago, Humboldt Park, and it's a nice little area. It's right next to the park. It's not the kind of thing one wants to give up too easily, especially after just moving in. And so anyway, I had just come to this apartment. I've been here for a few months now. And now my mom had actually passed away earlier that year.
Sorry.
In the summer. Thank you. And so I actually, from, you know, her selling some of her effects and things like that, I had a little bit of money. And so I decided to treat myself to a nice trash can. Something that I had a real nice one. No more plastic. It's metal. One of the ones that opens with a pedal. You know, you push it down and it comes up, and it's spring, kind of spring or pneumatic loaded, like one of those fire doors in a school that closes like
so slowly.
Slam.
Yeah. Okay, so and I'm going to say about this. I thought you were going to say like I treated myself to a car or whatever, but as a person who just recently moved into a new apartment, it was shocking to go shopping for garbage cans.
Yeah, there are so many options.
And they're so expensive.
I know. This one was expensive too. And I thought like, well, this, you know, I'm hoping this is going to last me for a while. It's going to look nice in my kitchen. Going to kind of keep it looking clean and together and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so I get this thing. And now this is going to sound, it's sounding like a weird tangent that I'm talking about this garbage can, but it's actually pivotal to the story. And so I get this thing home and I am settling in, I'm putting things away, I'm, you know, cleaning up, I'm deciding how I want things to be, and I've set up a little home office. It's where I'm sitting right now. You can see it, the listeners can't, but anyway, this office here, the door of it opens onto the living room that then goes back to the kitchen. And when I was first moving in here, you know, it's my own place, I'm just here by myself, and it's late at night and I'm working and things feel kind of weird. I feel, you know, like there's something back there and I keep looking over my shoulder and I'm just wondering like, is there, no, come on. And I'm dismissing this, of course, really quickly thinking like it's a new place. It's late at night. Of course, it's unfamiliar. I mean, my imagination is going to run away with me. But one day I go into the kitchen and I'm just kind of sliding in there to avoid, you know, disturbing the floor and my downstairs neighbors. It's kind of creaky. I didn't say it was a good apartment. The atmosphere in the kitchen feels really weird and kind of heavy and feels like the humidity is about 5,000,000%, or like I just smoked 5 cigarettes outside a bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I catch movement out of the corner of my eye and I look over and I see the trash can lid is open. And when I look at it, it slowly closes like I just caught it being naughty or something. And I'm really kind of taken aback and thinking like, that's really weird. That shouldn't happen because it takes a bit of force to push down this pedal to open the thing. and I couldn't think of anything that would have gotten caught on there somehow. Although, weirdly, I'll get to this a little bit later, but I was looking at this thing, and I think, I just got this garbage can, and it's already haunted. Come on. This is unacceptable. What do I do? Do I get a new garbage can? And I was kind of joking with myself about this. I didn't take it too seriously at the time. I was thinking like, oh, it's just one of those weird things that happens. Mm-hmm. You can't really explain. Things get caught on other things. They move in ways that are counterintuitive and surprising. And so I didn't really think about it very much, but I did think like, damn it, is this thing broken already after I spent all that money on it?
Yeah.
And so I just kind of leave it be and then go about my business. But then a day or two later, it happens again. I'm sliding in and the garbage can is open. And immediately when I come in, just.
Oh, man.
And closes. And I'm thinking, this is starting to get pretty strange.
As if you caught somebody that was like had their foot on the pedal and they were like waiting for you to come in. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long after your mom had passed was this happening?
This was maybe about 5 to 6 months.
Okay.
So yeah, that definitely occurred to me. And I thought like, she doesn't strike me as the kind of spirit who would be obsessed with a garbage can. And she'd be around the books or something. So I'm wondering, what the hell could this be? And I'm trying to figure it out and thinking about how it could have gotten stuck open. And, you know, are my footsteps or something jiggling something loose? But the kitchen is right next to the alley and big trucks and, you know, garbage trucks and cars and things are going through there all of the time. And so that should be dislodging anything that's getting stuck if my sliding around the floor in socks is enough to dislodge it. And more than that, what is it getting stuck on? Because mm-hmm. I cleaned it pretty thoroughly after. And this was actually the thing that almost occurred to me first is this is incredibly nerdy. But when I first moved in, I spent a long time building like a home cockpit for flight simulators out of like PVC pipe.
And, oh, my gosh.
And it took way longer than I thought. And I was like, no, I'm going to finish this stupid thing. And I ended up, you know, going back and forth to Home Depot and getting like aluminum bars and things to reinforce it so it would stop wobbling and flexing. So it took a long time. And in that time, I had kind of neglected other domestic duties. And mm-hmm. so a little fruit fly colony sprouted up in that garbage can. And so I cleaned it out really thoroughly. But this happened after, like this ghost thing happened after the fruit fly incident. And so my thinking was like, is it the ghost of the fruit flies? I destroyed their world. they've come back. They're not going to give up their home that easily. And so I am kind of joking with myself about that. But as this keeps happening over the course of about a couple of weeks, I really can't explain it. And it's starting to weird me out. But I've got so much other stuff going on that it's kind of backburner. It's like, well, I don't even really know what I could do about it anyway.
So and how many times has this happened in this like 2 week span?
Yeah, maybe about like 6 to 8 times.
Wow. Okay.
Not every day, but right. You know, every couple of days. And so I eventually one day, though, here's where the climax of the story is. I'm sliding into the kitchen to get a sandwich or a glass of water, one of those kitcheny kind of things. And there is a thing in the kitchen posed over my stove. And I'll describe it as best I can. I only caught like a glimpse of it. But yeah, it was sort of a few feet on a side and it was hovering in the air. And it wasn't a humanoid shape or anything, except in the most vague sense. And it was composed of a kind of translucent gray smoke or something, with the edges of it slightly iridescent, as if it was kind of like embossed onto the fabric of reality or something.
Oh my God. And
yeah, I've never seen anything like it before. And it
this
was
amazing.
Yeah, I still like am looking back on this like what the hell, but it was shaped in this kind of weird way where it almost kind of like a sea urchin or a spiral or something. It had kind of like a bunch of spines or something coming out of the back. And it was such that it looked like it was leaning over the stove and examining it or something. And almost kind of, think of like your stereotypical like wraith image, like kind of a Death Eater kind of thing, but less humanoid. And more translucent, kind of smoky. And then, yeah, just like iridescent a little bit around the edges.
So were you totally scared?
Well, more just like befuddled and surprised at first. I mean, there was that moment of just confusion at first of, because what happened is it all happened really quickly. When I walked in and I noticed it, it seemed to notice me. And then it did. So the garbage can is across the kitchen from the stove, maybe about 5 to 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And so this thing, as soon as I notice it and it kind of reacts to me, it does like a backflip up through the air and then zips into the garbage can.
Oh my God.
like I watched it go in and the garbage can was closed. And so, you know, there's like a little tiny gap of like a millimeter or two between the lid and the rim of the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of flattens itself to slip through that rim. And the little edges of it are kind of like little tendrils or something, and they sort of wiggle as it goes in. It was actually kind of cute the way it did that. It looked like some kind of Disney animation or something.
Oh my God.
And it really, because more than anything, that sort of disarmed me is the way that it moved and the sort of details of it, of its movements. And that shocked me so much that at first I didn't really even know what to think. And I just sort of stood there for a few seconds thinking, you know, like, did I just see that? What was that? Was that even real? Yeah. I mean, that has to, it's the garbage can again, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing that was in there. And so I was just sort of pacing back and forth thinking like, okay, what do I do? What was that? How do I explain? And so what I eventually settled on after a few minutes is I was kind of, you know, warring between myself. Part of me was thinking like, you just hallucinated, obviously. Like, come on, that's what that was. But that wouldn't explain the garbage can over all this time. And part of me was saying like, I don't know, maybe there's probably a lot of weird stuff out there. You don't know everything. And so what I eventually settled on was, okay, so I must have encountered some kind of entity. But the question was, is it just living in my brain, or is it actually something out there in the world? Or is it maybe some third thing beyond either of those that humans are still too dumb to understand?
Yeah.
And so I decided, I was thinking like, okay, the fact that it ran away from me when I spotted it means that it probably isn't hostile, probably doesn't mean any harm or anything like that.
That's really good point.
And so I was thinking like, you know, I didn't grow up watching all that Star Trek for nothing. And I decided like, okay, there's no reason. So my thinking at first was, I just moved in here a couple of months ago. Like hell, I am moving again.
Right.
I do not want to do that. And this thing doesn't seem to want to cause trouble. It only wants to, you know, mess with my garbage can and, you know, examine the bones of fruit flies or whatever. And
it loves your garbage can.
Yeah,
I really wonder if it was like haunted, like the garbage can was literally haunted.
Yeah, that the ghost was hanging out at Target this whole time.
Yeah, yeah, just waiting. Yeah.
We're like, take me home.
Yeah.
And the thing, because all this time too, as the garbage can, you know, was closing, it's hard to really get mad or scared at anything that seems so sheepish as it's, you know, dealing with you, because the way that can lid was closing with the spring or pneumatic tube or whatever, it made it look so embarrassing. Like if the ghost had a voice while it was doing that, it would be like, shall we?
I didn't mean to cause you any trouble.
I was more like kind of disarmed by this thing than anything. And so I thought still like it did look kind of spooky. And so what I did was saying, okay, if it was in my head, then like talking to it might calm it down, and then it also probably understands English. But if it was some other kind of entity, well, like maybe it can't, maybe it doesn't speak English, maybe it doesn't have ears, maybe it'll get what I'm trying to do anyway, is say like, hey, we have to share this space. And so I, looking back to all the times as a kid that my mom praised Captain Picard as like the ideal man, I was thinking like, okay, I can do my best diplomatic speech or whatever here. And so I go up to the garbage can with my hands kind of raised, saying, you know, like, oh, I'm harmless. And then I did like my best, like, hello, there's no reason that we can't coexist here in this space. It doesn't seem like you mean me any harm, but if you try to scare me out of here, you will fail. I will fuck. But hopefully it won't come to that. And I'm thinking secretly in my head too, like, well, I could have a ghost roommate. That'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Turns over. And so I'm doing this and I'm sort of thinking, part of me is really, really embarrassed, thinking like, this is so dumb. Come on. Like, there's nothing in there. But at the same time, I'm backing up because like away from the garbage can, because I keep having this mental image of it leaping back out at me and doing some Ark of the Covenant shit. So I'm backing away, and I kind of end up back in the living room, and I say like, thinking that it doesn't want to, it's avoiding me, it doesn't want to deal with me. So what I say is, I'm going to give it space, and if it wants to come to me, then it can. And so I eventually say, so come find me, let me know your needs, and we'll, you know.
Well, that's nice.
And after that, nothing ever happened again.
Whoa.
The garbage can never opened. And I had checked while this was going on too, that the garbage can was closed when I was leaving the kitchen. And then one of the times when I had made sure it was closed and I came back in, it had been opened. So I don't know what was going on with that, but yeah. Whatever it was, that seemed to either placate it or scare it away, which I have to admit kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be friendly. And so my thinking and what I was imagining the whole time was weirdly like interdimensional probe or something, because earlier that year, while I was taking care of my mom, I had a sleep paralysis incident.
Mm-hmm.
Where, at least I think that's what it was, where similarly, I, while lying in bed, kind of paralyzed or something, I saw this other being like standing over my bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of a humanoid figure made of black whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done the same kind of thing earlier, as I felt like, well, I don't know anything about this creature, just because it looks scary doesn't mean it's mean. So I said, like, as best I could through the sleep paralysis, like, oh, hello, who might you be?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, like, oh, I'm an interdimensional explorer. Hey, you're the first person to ever try to talk to me. I think, you know, it was probably just sleep paralysis, probably just a dream. But that was the kind of thing, having an experience like that is real, whether it was all in my head or not, was the kind of thing that I feel like gave me the confidence, even seeing this thing in full wakefulness, to be like, what's going on, buddy?
That is so interesting. And that's the first positive sleep paralysis story that I've heard too.
Yeah, usually before that, when I've had sleep paralysis, the quote unquote monster has been a friend coming over to hang out. And I feel like a jerk because I can't get up and like offer him a drink or something.
Dude, this is Midwestern guilt mixed with sleep paralysis, that you feel guilty that you can't. And like, you're like, even if it's a demon, like, I'm sorry, I don't have the hospitality ability right now. I literally cannot move a muscle, but I feel so guilty about that.
Yeah, I'm stuck. Yeah, literally, I'm like, help yourself to something from the fridge. And the whole time they're saying like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You just take it easy.
So like, funny.
Oh, no. But yeah, that is my ghost story.
It's amazing.
Though the maybe one or one and a half things that's happened since then is last year I had kind of had you know, one of those low points where just all like the rhythms of your body and brain line up, so you're just kind of like, grinding through life. And so I had been neglecting the dishes and cleaning and things like that. And I have a little potted plant over by the side of my computer here, and it's pretty heavy. There's no real way it could tip over or anything on its own. And one day I got up to go to the bathroom or something, and when I came back, the little vase had tipped over and spilled water all over my desk somehow.
Oh, and weird.
There wasn't anything that it could have touched, or you could rattle this desk for a while and it wouldn't tip over. So I had no idea how that happened. And weirdly, there were a bunch of little cubes of some kind of gelatin substance that had spilled out of the vase as well, along with the water.
So it's like a vase with water rather than just like dirt?
Well, I think there might be some dirt in it. And that's what I was thinking, is it was some kind of fertilizer or
makeup, okay,
or something that they put in there. But yeah, it's mostly just water. But I'd never seen anything like these weird little gel cubes before. And I mean, they weren't like perfect cubes. They were sort of like, I don't know, flakes or something.
Okay.
And so I swept them up because they were pretty gross. but I still had no idea what happened, but it got me it forced me to start cleaning. There was the water next to my computer now. And so I was like, somebody looking out for me? Like,
your garbage can man is like, all right, it's gotten out of control. I understand there's been a pandemic, but it's time.
Yeah. So I thought, like, oh, maybe it is my mom. But it felt like a nice little favor, but at the same, I was like, oh God, yeah, I guess you're right. So I made sure to go in, back in here where the vase was, and just embarrass myself by being like, thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
So, and then weirdly, this week or whenever it was, just the day after that you asked me to be on this podcast, I went into my kitchen again and the faucet was running for some reason, and it had overflowed my sink.
What?
I don't remember turning the faucet on. I mean, I could have done it mindlessly to wash my hands or something, but I don't really wash my hands in that sink. And so, yeah, the sink had flooded because there was, you know, like some gunk, and things built up in there. And so I immediately went in and grabbed a bunch of towels from the linen closet, stuffed them under the sink and everything like that, and thought again, like, is it you again trying to make me do the dishes?
Yeah, making get stuff out of the sink drain. Oh my God,
yeah.
Crazy.
So,
it knows you're doing this podcast. So it was like, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah. It's like, think of me. Some kind of weird chore ghost or something.
Do you have any any desire to try to summon this ghost with like a psychic or a Ouija board or anything like that?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I've thought about, you know, like trying to learn chaos magic or something, because I think that'd be like a good form of meditation maybe for me. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should give something a try. Because I mean, if it's been here the whole time and just been quiet and biding its time until I get too lazy to take care of myself or something, then maybe I could help with a little bit of preventative care too.
Yeah, or I mean, it would be very cool to be able to commune, especially since this seems to be not a very destructive ghost or spirit or whatever. Like, I mean, mildly, but potentially for the best. Like, maybe this is the time. That's so exciting.
Yeah, maybe I could have that ghost roommate after all.
So it kind of feels like you came at this with some interesting ideas about like, and a really open mind as to what a quote unquote ghost could be. Now at this point, do you have any new ideas, or are you more or less afraid than you were in the beginning, or how do you feel about it?
Definitely less afraid, I feel like. Because I was thinking at first, you know, when I finally saw this thing and felt the kind of potential reality of it, that I was dreading this, some kind of protracted battle with it, thinking, oh man, am I, you know, am I going to have to buy a bunch of candles, fill this place up with incense? Am I going to have to hire people? You know, what do I do? How do I do? Is it going to escalate? How much trouble is this thing going to cause? And so now though, because I approached it at first, with as little hostility as I could and thinking like, well, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. We can, you know, coexist here. And then because I did that, that afterwards, immediately all activity seemed to cease for at least, you know, like a couple of years, assuming, you know, the vase was even the same thing, that it definitely put me at ease a lot more in these kind of terms and thinking, you know, stepping back and saying, well, you don't want to be bothered. You're avoiding me. So I'm going to walk out of the kitchen. And if you need me, then you make yourself known. Otherwise, I'll leave you alone. I feel like, you know, maybe that bargain or whatever has continued on, or maybe, you know, that was enough to kind of spoil its fun or break the spell or whatever.
Were you so scared to go to bed that night, that first night?
A little bit, yeah. I was like, oh, great. You know, what's going to be at the foot of my bed when I open my eyes?
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that. I'll deal with that when it happens.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it was definitely spooky because it's something that, like, you don't have any real official kind of experience with. And it's something that's so unknown and so outside normal human experience that you don't know how to proceed if anything happens. But at the same time, because of that, for me, on another level, that kind of made it less scary because I was thinking, well, I don't know anything. So just because people talk about ghosts being, you know, this way or that way, or you know, talk about being scared or whatever, doesn't mean that, like, oh, that's the way real ghosts are, even though, you know, listening to people who've gone before and had similar experiences is probably a good idea. So yeah, just the unknownness of it ironically kind of made it almost a little exciting too.
Yeah,
I was thinking like, well, you know, I'm encountering something totally unknown to me, and, you know, anything could happen. So it kind of goes both ways. Like, anything could happen, also anything could happen.
So please tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, well, so my name is John Lyons, JonLyons. You can find me on Twitter at Frogisis. That's Frogisis. It's a long story. My childhood friend made it up. I've been using it ever since. And same on Instagram, Frogisis, Frogisis, and even on ArtStation under the same name. But yeah, I'm working on an adult coloring book right now, kind of a comedy coloring book. It's called Shitty Cryptids, except the I is going to be a star. And so it's 30 intentionally bad drawings of famous cryptids for you to color that are really elaborate and goofy. And then there's a bunch of lore that goes with it for people on Reddit to discuss. And it's going to be coming out hopefully this fall through self-published. And I'm going to have, you know, prints and t-shirts and things too, hopefully. So yeah, check out my Twitter and Instagram for that. I will be posting updates and I'll keep you posted.
Awesome. Congratulations on all that. That sounds really, really fun.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. You can follow John at Frogisis and me at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. Also, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You know the drill. I read all the reviews and they're helpful, and also they make me very happy. So they do double duty. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and have a great week.